So hey, what's up you guys, welcome back to the Nugget Zone podcast. Hope you're doing absolutely amazing. Is I'm all on this side, a pretty stressed one though. I mean, it's not funny anymore. It's boring in quarantine. I thought, you know, the first few months I was like, okay, I'll explore myself, a bit of meditation, or you know, read books, gonna have fun inside my four walls. And yeah, now it's getting stressful, you know, it's bad. And I thought, you know what, let me relax a little bit, let me take a healthy tour. Now, in the first few months, I was like, you know, let's check up on my mental health, let's get on the right frequency with the world, let's understand what's actually going on and what can I do for the rest of my, a few years maybe. But the thing was, the physical health was, you know, kind of let off. I just didn't care about it much. And now I'm starting to think, like, you know, I guess I should do a little bit of exercise or have some healthy food or something like that. So I just opened up my Google Chrome and found out, like, how to have a healthy life. Now, there were a shit ton of things out there, let me say you. And there were really bad things, like people said crystal healing and all this. I was like, no, just say the things that actually work. And I just stumbled upon this article which was talking actually about Japan and how Japanese people live for a really long time. Now let me tell you that obesity rate in Japan is 3.5%, which is pretty good. Now there are a lot of sumo wrestlers in Japan which add on to that percentage. They may be obese, but definitely they're not having any kind of problems because they exercise a lot. And the thing is about America is that 30% of the people are obese, which so the food in US is definitely not healthy. So I thought, you know what, Japanese food, right, Japanese culture, let me follow this thing. And how can I be healthy? I'm not trying to live a long life. I mean, of course, if somebody's giving me a long life, yeah, I'll take it. But at least the point till I'm alive, I want to stay healthy, able to run around, run from freaking robbers or something, I don't know, but just be healthy. And I thought, you know, let's follow what Japanese people actually do. The first thing was that comes to my mind when I think about Japan is the work culture, the stress that these people go through in their day-to-day lives. Because you know, Japanese people are literally workaholics. They work long hours, 8 to 12 hours a day. And it may be stress because you cannot cook your own food. And, you know, if you can't cook your own food, you have to depend on fast food, which is definitely not good, isn't it? But that's not the case in Japan because the fast food is actually good. They have a lot of vending machines, and I thought vending machine food was really bad, but typically not, because everything is prepared in the morning, stuffed in the morning, and by the end it's all gone because a lot of fast food consumption takes place in Japan. And this is not the fast food that you get in any other Western countries. It's not chips, it's not fries, it's not sugary drinks or anything like that, but it's really good food. It may be rice, miso soup, fish, kimchi too, and all these different things are actually good for your health. And there are no preservatives added to this. There is no chemicals. Now, if you know that fast food restaurants in America use a lot of chemicals, like literally if you compare the ingredients added to a Domino's pizza in America and Domino's pizza in the UK, you can find a hell of a lot of chemicals. Like, you can't even imagine the amount of stuff that these guys add into your pizza. Just go and look at it's on their website, it's on the Domino's website, which is pretty amazing. So the first thing was fast food, that even they have this strict workaholic culture they are able to do. Now this is not in our control, right? I mean, we even in India, we have like a shitty fast food culture. We have McDonald's, we have KFC, and we have food that'll make you fat, definitely. We have fried doughs and all those different things, which are not good. The next, an interesting thing about Japanese culture, I would say, the way they eat their food is through chopsticks, of course. It's an Asian country, and they eat their food with chopsticks, which means that you cannot have a large portion. portion sizes is highly regulated in Asian countries, especially in Japan, because they eat through chopsticks. I mean, you cannot have a lot of food through chopstick. You can have a little bit, eat it, and chew it for a long time, which actually helps starch to break down. As you know, like rice has a lot of starch, and you know it's high in carbohydrates, which will make you fat, apparently. But Japanese people eat a lot of rice, but still don't get fat. It's the reason, because it's mixed with the saliva, and it helps you to keep it thin. And as I said, the portion sizes are quite regulated. It's really small. Like, Japanese people eat little food as compared to the American counterparts. Now, if you know that Japanese medium can of Coke or a glass of Coke, which is served in McDonald's, is equal to apparently nothing. Like, if you buy a large, if you buy a medium in McDonald's in America, it's bigger than Japanese large. So, you know, it says a lot of things about Japanese culture. Now, that's not the only two things, and I found out that seafood contributes a lot. Now, different countries have different love for different kind of meat. In India, it's like fish and chicken. It's not pork and beef because of religious reasons. In Sweden, they love fish again. If you go America and Germany, they love pork and a lot of beef. And typically, it's not that good for you. Apparently, it causes a lot of cardiovascular problems. But the thing with seafood is that's really good in a lot of different things. It's not only seafood that, you know, like in sushi or anything. It's also the seaweed that they have. It's pretty good. Now, more you consume fish, it can help you reduce cardiovascular problems by about 36%, not increase, decrease by 36%. It has a lot of omega-3 fatty acids, which is really good for your body, especially your brain too. And it helps you to live 2.2 years longer than comparatively if a person doesn't eat fish in his life. So it's pretty good. So, I mean, vegan people just look at it. I mean, it's seafood and, you know, plants also have emotion and all those emotions and, you know, all those different things. So you can just, I mean, I'm just saying, it's my opinion, I don't know. The other thing is, I said seaweed, and the other thing is mushrooms. Now, mushroom is superfood. I have to make a completely different podcast talking about mushrooms. They're super good, high in amino acids, high in proteins, which is, I mean, amino acids are protein, so they're high in vitamin D, and all those different things, micronutrients, macronutrients, which will help you a lot. Now, seaweeds, like, again, protein, like 2 to 9 grams of protein is insane. And flavors, I mean, again, it adds a little bit of sassiness to it. Seaweeds, if you like it, you like it. Now, you have to limit it. You know, it may have some side effects if you eat a lot of seaweeds, as some recent research showed. But, you know, I'm saying. The next is fermentation. Now, fermented food is a really big part of Asian cuisine, let me say. Cabbages are fermented, fishes are fermented. You also heard about natto, which is like the thing that, you know, the slimy thing that I guess a lot of animes also show this, which is egg and beans, and you know, it stinks, but it tastes good. So fermentation is a big thing in a lot of Asian cuisine, as I said, and it's really good for your gut biome. Now, because of high metabolism, which means that your gut biome also should be good, your bacteria in your gut should be good, so that it can help your food to be digested, help all the bad things to be pooped out, and it's pretty good. If you don't have a nice gut biome, it means that the food you'll eat wouldn't be nicely absorbed, wouldn't be nicely digested. So, you know, gut biome is really important. So the friendly bacteria in your stomach might help you to live a pretty much longer life. It helps your immune system, it helps your immune cells that actually live in your gut. So typically you need, and as I said, if you have a seaweed and fish or any kind of fermented things at least once a week, it'll absolutely benefit you. And mesopase is again a thing which can be have, you know, you can have it. This one particularly triggered me because it said go out and have fun. I mean, I can if I want to, but government doesn't. I mean, I'll not. I love the government. I love the people out there who are healthy and fine. I'm healthy and I don't want to go out. But if you go out, it's really good. And the culture in Japan promotes it. It's not the culture. It's also the politicians. It's also the politics. It's also the parliament that says you to go out and have fun. That is mountain day. That is spring breaks that they have. They have amazing places to go to when it comes to nature. Now, you have heard that Japan has an amazing and dense populated cities, but apart from that, they have a huge landscapes which are just beautiful and scenic. And as some people say that because they have this outdoor going habits, it's really good for your brain and also your physical strength too, which means that a typical old person from Japan can live much longer than a normal person. Now, an 80-year-old has climbed Mount Everest. He was from Japan. So I was just saying, forest therapy is a real thing that happens in Japan, and it's pretty good. And vitamin D, which is really important for your body, it helps to fight cancer. It helps you to fight autoimmune diseases, arthritis, and all those different things. So again, vitamin D is important. Now, vitamin D helps your body to, you know, use up a calcium, which you can just otherwise would be just pooped out, which is, again, a reason why you need vitamin D. And as I said, forest therapy and going outside actually help your creative and cognitive thinking. About it increases your cognitive thinking and creative thinking to about 20-50%, which is, I mean, creativity and Japan just go hand in hand. Maybe this is the reason why. I mean if you go to freaking Norway, it's pretty beautiful, but it's good too. The last and the most final, I mean, it's one of the most obvious, it's a tea that they drink. Green tea is one of the biggest thing, like, it's the most selling beverage, and they don't add sugar to it, of course, and they drink it at least once a day. Most of Japanese people drink it at least once a day, which is really good. Antioxidant helps you burn fat, helps, you know, to give an immune system a boost, and all those different things that you might have heard from your advertisements and all those different places, like green tea is really good, you should have green tea, and Japanese tea ceremonies are really good, you should have tea every day, it makes your life good, and all those different things, helps reduce heart disease and cognitive function, and really good. Yeah, and actually that's a fact, that if you drink 5 cups of green tea every day, it decreases mortality rate by 26%. That says a lot about green tea. I don't like it. I don't drink it. If you like it, drink it. It's a pretty good thing for your body. So, to conclude... Just before I conclude the whole thing, I want to say that the culture also plays a bit of a role in there. I mean, people are happy there. People want to be happy when they are not working. And definitely, they do all different kind of things to keep themselves happy. And you know if you have been to Japan, you absolutely know what I'm talking about, the pop culture, the disco culture, and all those different things that I may even not talk about in this episode, really helps them to stay happy, stay vital, and all those different things. But even being fat, you'll be shamed to death. I mean, if you're fat in Japan, it's not a good thing, because everyone will be like looking at you, and they'll be like staring at you, and they'll be like, yo, that guy is fat, bro. And that's, I mean, if only 3.5% of your citizens are fat, and they're like, yo, this guy is fat, how is this guy fat when we are having this healthy food? Also, public transits, and they don't use their personal cars much. They use public transit. They love to walk a lot. If you have seen those commercials which show Japan and those huge crossing lanes, I mean, a lot of people cross by foot rather than cars, because cars is gonna cause a lot of traffic, because the roads are a bit narrow, and yeah, they use cycles a lot, and public transport is just flawless pretty much. If a train gets 5 minutes late, they're gonna bow down and say sorry, which is, I mean, I'll take it. It's pretty good. The public transit is really good there. And these are the old things that keep these people happy. But now recently we are seeing that these people are having high level of stress because of the workaholic nature that they have, of course, and which is showing up now. Suicides are going up, which is not pretty good. The sales of adult diapers is more than sales of children's diapers, which means that the next generation of Japanese people or the population in general would be pretty much lower. So the population is going down in Japan, which is maybe because of stress, maybe because of the kind of work culture they have. Or, you know, if you work for 12 hours a day, you don't have time to go and meet people or, you know, kind of go on a date and have, you know, sex and all. It's a bit, you know, stressful to be really talking about. But I hope that things started to change and everything gets better there. And yeah, they have given us a lot of different things, and I hope everything goes well for Japan. From Mitsubishi, they gave us Nintendo. Yep. And what else they gave us? Noodles. Nice noodles. I'm not being racist, I swear to God. So, hey guys, thank you for listening. And yeah, as I said, healthy people live a healthy life, and you can copy them too to live a healthy life. So, shit, I why do I get cringy at the end? I'm just, well, let me end this really quick before you leave my podcast forever. Please stay on, stick together. Thank you guys, thank you for listening. Keep learning and keep exploring. Love you, Japan.